or at alabamadumpster.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Trump administration today announcing new regulations designed to curb the recent rise in vape-related lung illnesses and e-cigarette use by teens.
The FDA will now prohibit flavored vape products except for menthol and tobacco, saying kids are attracted to them. And that's not what regulators envisioned when the market for e-cigarettes opened up.
Fox's Eben Brown. The move follows a new federal law banning the sale of tobacco products to anyone under 21. The field of Democratic presidential hopefuls got a bit smaller today.
It's simply not our time. That from Julian Castro to supporters in an online video announcing he's suspending his campaign for president.
I'll keep working towards a nation where everyone counts.
There are now 14 Democrats still pursuing the White House.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Democratic candidate Marianne Williamson remains in the race but has let go her entire campaign staff.
Quack, quack.
America is listening to Fox News.
Resolution. Well, you said you're gonna knock off 20 pounds.
15.
It's just another self-delusion because you know you're hooked on almond joys and mounds.
Amen. They know me.
And when I see you choke those Twinkies down, don't you know you really gross me out?
Ray.
Don't you know you really are?
To exercise.
Yeah, right.
You need a total blood transfusion because you know you do one push-up and you'll die. But if you keep sucking down cases of Michelob,
oh!
You'll be the first person who's given his own zip code.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right, now this is just a big tease. We've all known somebody who was a big tease.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to name any names. Because I'm going to give you one of 10 completely absurd, politically correct moments from the last decade. But at number one, in fact, I should highlight this the proper way since we have the jingle here.
Number one.
A college diversity training course.
Diversity.
Diversity is divisive.
Yeah, those are red flag up right there.
A course that taught it was culturally insensitive.
Another flag.
Oh, no.
To expect people to be on time. Yes.
What?
And this is the same school that's playing for the national championship, Clemson. We're not talking about the University of South Fork, Dakota.
Clemson?
Yeah. A training course taught attendees that it's offensive to expect people to be on time because, quote, time may be considered fluid in other cultures. Guess what? Let's get something straight. Make this our goal for the next 10 years. We have one culture. It's called American culture.
Yep.
And if you fit in, you don't have to buy the whole thing. But cut the crap that we're going to honor every effing culture that ever existed. We are the sum of those cultures.
Yep.
That's what made us the melting pot.
Amen.
That worked. That worked really well.
Preach on, brother.
For those keeping score at home, that's number three.
I dropped my hump.
But you're right. At Clemson, of all,
Yeah, I'd like to see the football team tell the coach, well, don't be insensitive.
Yeah.
We'll come when we want to.
Sorry, Coach Sweeney. Sorry we're a little late for the team meeting. But, you know, it's a fluid, time's a fluid thing.
I'm telling this because I have many, many, many Cuban friends. Okay. And they all joke about something called Cuban time. It's just a thing in that culture.
Kind of like driving laws in Italy. It's a suggestion.
Right. But if you're running a business and you tell somebody you're expected to be here at noon, that's when you're supposed to be there.
Uh-huh.
And, if you can't make it by noon, maybe you should find a different line of work.
Amen.
So way to go, Clemson. I hope you lose a week from Monday.
Oh, don't say that.
They're paying LSU, aren't they?
Yeah, after what LSU's coach said about Alabama, I can't pull for LSU.
What did he say? I don't remember.
F Alabama, F the Crimson Tide. He was at the locker room after the game. One of his players recorded it.
Clemson, you're a great school.
Nice guy.
Don't disappoint me.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Beat the...
And I liked Orgeron. I did until he did
beat
that.
Beat the...
Bejeebers.
Yeah.
Out of LSU.
I agree.
See, we have Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Yes!
Chad on ahead of Brant McDonald. Should be calling any minute.
I recommend that the LSU team show up 10-15 minutes after the start of the game.
Amen. Yeah. That way Clemson will have a chance.
Well, they can't complain or they'd be culturally insensitive. We can't have that.
Right. In fact, I think they ought to tell Delta Airlines that they're going to show up sometime later in the evening for the flight from Baton Rouge to the game.
Hey,
you know, that way... You don't have to, because it's more important to be culturally sensitive.
Absolutely.
To use your freaking common sense.
There's a serious lack of that these days, as you well know.
What I'm really hearing is I'm too lazy to get my ass out of bed.
Bingo.
And if I'm late, I don't want to be punished for it.
Bingo.
That's it.
That's
the bottom line. You know, of course, I'm fortunate to work in an area with professionals, but, you know, I do a lot of HR advice because I'm a labor and employment lawyer. It is unbelievable how many people don't know how to show up on time for work.
Believe me, we live it. I know.
You know.
Yeah.
If you're in a manufacturing industry or you're in HVAC like you are, things like that, or if you're in, you know, the retail industry, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's crazy.
I mean, you know, how can you sell motorcycles when people aren't there on the floor to sell?
Oh, it's Chad, it's worse than that. Lynn got a stack of, you know, we send out thank you cards, her salesman do, to the people that have purchased. She got a stack back, and one of our salesmen had filled out, and he had put the address as us, where it is, and the customer's address as the return address. They don't know how to address an envelope.
Chad, I don't mean to cut you short, but we got Brant waiting, and I got to get some news.
The market went up. We all know what happened today.
The market went up.
It's
way up.
Just tell Brant it's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Thanks, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care.
See
you. All right, Brant will join us next. It's 5:10.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A father and son in Elmore County were involved in a vehicle pursuit and jumped off a bridge to escape police. One was severely injured. The other has been arrested. We are working to gather more details from authorities. Police continue to investigate an early morning New Year's Day crash that claimed three lives and injured one person. State troopers say three people in their 20s were killed after the car they were in left the road, hit a tree, and overturned. A well-known attorney and radio show host has died. Rick Hendrick, operations manager at WLWI, confirmed that Mark Montiel passed away. Montiel worked as a private practice attorney since 1985. He served as a Montgomery County Circuit Judge from 1989 to 1991. Before being appointed to the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. Montiel also ran for Attorney General as a Republican in 2006. Most recently, Montiel hosted his own radio show, AM 1440. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. A significant Gulf storm system will be drenching parts of Alabama through tonight and tomorrow. Brush showers and a few thunderstorms become likely tonight and tomorrow. High temperature tomorrow in the upper 60s. The risk of showers will start to diminish on Friday night. Then it turns much colder Saturday behind the front. In fact, Saturday's high around 51 will seem much colder because of the wind, and we're down to freezing on Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It is 512 News Talk 93.1 FM. Welcoming Mr. Wright on the money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, and I got to ask you, Brent, out of the box, could you ask for a better first trading day than the one today?
Yeah, no kidding. Happy New Year, right?
Yeah.
No, really. So, this is not uncommon, and I sort of felt like something like this may happen today, you know, just because at the end of the year, you got so much window dressing going on. Mm-hmm. Institutional managers who are posturing, moving things around, et cetera, et cetera. And then you get into the new year and it's, and all bets are off, so to speak, no pun. I mean, it's, and they're really tipping their hand, you know. You see massive money flows going into semiconductor stocks, tech stocks. These are the kind of things you want to see. These are also, I would say, a little bit of a tailwind from the agreement that is about to be put in place between the U.S. and China. So, great day. Good way to start the year. And so far, so good. And it looks like 2020 should be a pretty good year. Matter of fact, I was thinking I was going to tell you, typically we try to do an in-studio at the beginning of a new month. And yeah. I was thinking next Tuesday. Yeah. Next Tuesday might be a really good day to do that because I've got a lot of stuff on my mind, that I think we could talk about. Things to look for, you know.
Let me put it this way.
It's a big election year.
My feelings will be hurt if you don't.
You can't have that. Right.
How's that for the ultimate manipulation, huh?
I love it. Brutal honesty, right?
Those are all great shows. So can we put you down for that? Rosie's got her pen and her calendar.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Let's definitely plan on that. It should be a great show. I hope everyone tunes in because I've got a list of things we're going to be talking about or that I'd like to talk about because 2020's going to got a lot of potential, and there are a lot of things we need to be looking at and looking for, notwithstanding a big presidential election. So should be a good day.
Well, it's interesting. The media yesterday went into a total tizzy because Bernie, and I don't understand this, surrounded by young people with big smiles, like, you really want to, you know, people have to vote for communism and then shoot their way out of it. That's the way it works. And they just don't get it, and it's galling that they could be so economically illiterate to buy into that. But, so Bernie raised like 20 in the last quarter, and what's her name? Warren's way down.
Oh, gosh, yeah, he's cleaning her clock.
Buttigieg raised over $20 million. And then, so after these announcements are out, Mr. Trump comes out, oh, by the way, I did 46. And
yeah,
that's mostly small donors. So it will be an interesting year, and I'm just praying we can continue this prosperous streak that we've been on. It's just
great. Well, let me tell you, I'm right there with you. I think as far as campaign fundraising and those kinds of things, I mean, this is, you know, we've seen this. We deal with this all the time in politics. A lot of that, you know, interestingly, is very large money, lobbying groups, labor unions, et cetera, that everyone you can think of who are casting their bets, hedging their business models, just to protect themselves either way. And the crazy thing is, that's what you see in politics. But regardless, I just don't see it being, that big of a deal. I really don't. You go down and you look at the list of things that are going right in the country, and I would be absolutely shocked. I really would. I'd be absolutely shocked if Trump was defeated, and I just don't see it happening. Bernie is an interesting guy. He does have a following. I mean, let's face it.
Oh, yeah.
But there again, like I said, there are those out there who are going to hedge their bets just to be on the safe side, And we'll see how it shakes out. But right now, I think Trump's got everything going in his favor. The old saying was, Shug Jordan at Auburn used to say, we've got the whip hand going when they were winning big. And I think that's kind of where Trump sits right now, to be honest. I really do.
It looks real positive, but one day at a time. And that's why we chat every day at this time, so we can get your take. What these numbers, by the way, since everything was closed yesterday, would you like to phone in tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because truly, today is kind of like a Monday and tomorrow's like a Tuesday. Markets were back to trading normally.
Right. Yeah, that's how it felt too. This is Monday, tomorrow's Friday. Yeah. It's really weird how that works. Yeah. If you would like to, all this optimism, you may want to wait until Brandt is in studio with us on Tuesday to ask questions, but why not? If you've been on the outside looking in on this and you're starting to be resentful, you know who you're really mad at? Yourself, that you haven't dialed 387-0094 and made that appointment. I know sometimes a simple thing like that is like climbing a mountain. I'm the same way about getting things done. But once you do, you are going to feel so good because you have taken a managerial step about the money you work so hard to make. Ask questions, get a plan going, and you're going to feel better about yourself for doing it, and you're going to love the people you'll meet at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. The number to call is 387-0094, 387-0094. And, Brent, I am looking forward to Tuesday, and anytime tomorrow is good, just give me a quick text so we can make some room for you.
We'll do it, buddy.
Take care.
Sounds good to me.
And
all right, take it easy.
All right. I mean, amazing start. 300 plus points on the Dow. The Dow is one good day away from 29,000. That is a staggering, staggering success in 1 year, considering how it closed a year ago. Now it's starting out with all this optimism. At 519, we've got traffic coming up next. And then 9 more of the dumbest politically correct moments of the last decade.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Can you die from icy kidneys?
I don't think so. Unless you're
I figured
in
out a
hypothermia.
Way. I rarely close my vest. I can because I've lost some weight, you see.
Yes.
So I have that ice pack solidly up against that area where that weird pain is coming from. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't want to exacerbate, and I heard you can go blind from doing that, exacerbate the damage by
icing
too much
up your
cold.
Kidney.
Yeah. I mean, if I tinkle snowflakes, that would be a sign, right?
Probably. Or slush.
All right, we're going to go into those the rest of the 10 dumbest politically correct moments of the last decade. But I also found something in the system called PC Death Song. So we'll check it out.
That'll be interesting.
So, yeah, it's all coming up.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a lot of cars outbound on the 31s from Montgomery this afternoon and on the Wetumpka Highway 231 at Blue Ridge. The southbound lane is blocked because of an 18-wheeler whose engine caught fire. Fire's out. Truck is still a problem, causing a little bit of a backup there. Use caution. Around the city right now, we have some congestion on the Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry. A lot of congestion East Boulevard from Shirley Lane all the way past I-85 over to Carmichael and Woodmere. Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Very busy right now, and a little bit of a backup on 85 southbound merging to 65 northbound. Just use caution down there. Drive carefully. And we have a new accident, Vaughn Road at Laurelwood. Use caution on Vaughn Road as you come up on Laurelwood. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There are no words to ease the agony, outrage, and senseless loss caused by the vicious rampage of that American-born Army officer whose devout Muslim beliefs degenerated from religious faith to politically based Islamic fanaticism, leaving in its wake 13 Fort Hood patriots dead and many others wounded. The president was quick to caution about jumping to conclusions, which is interesting since he himself jumped to an erroneous one with that outstanding police officer. Tell you what, when Swedes begin mass murdering Americans, we'll wait. But given this taxpayer-educated ingrate's alleged repeated utterances and actions, the conclusion is clear. This demonic act was almost certainly a premeditated, treasonous act of terrorism, personal or otherwise, against his own nation and military, both of which he betrayed in pursuit of his radicalized views. And who's ultimately to blame? We are. We've become so ridiculous with our political correctness, so afraid of offending despite the truth, so overly tolerant and self-effacing, pandering and apologizing to be liked, putting up with absurd challenges to our Constitution, laws, traditions, and freedoms, that we've become a nation of enablers for those with evil intent. Case in point, failing to challenge or stop the open proselytizing and statements against America's military mission by this officer, repeatedly uttered and witnessed. The Army should have booted him long ago, but can't be faulted, as we've all now become driven by fear to eggshell sensitivity. Devout Muslim beliefs can't be challenged, yet the devoted Jewish and Christian faithful remain a continuing target of offensive actions, insults, mockery, and marginalization.
And it continues. I don't know why I'm not seeing more of some blowback on that. 525. Our rocket scientist today, brought to you by our friends at Applied Security, Mark and Vicky, two terrific people, great local business. They can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month, by the way. They do single-family homes, and you brought them in.
Yeah, for our church. They do commercial.
And they've been protecting a valuable property like me. And the rest, and this modern equipment that we have. Seriously, they have done a phenomenal job of battening down the hatches, so to speak. They're a great company. And in this case, the rocket scientist award went to Clemson University for declaring that insisting people be on time is culturally insensitive.
That's just unreal.
But there's more.
Uh-oh.
There's more. That was number one on the list of 10 ridiculous politically correct moments of the last decade.
Number two.
The phrase trigger warning was deemed a trigger.
That's appropriate.
According to a piece in Everyday Feminism, have you gotten your subscription yet? Did you get a football phone with that?
Not yet. It's in the mail.
Trigger warning is actually in itself a trigger because it'd be re-traumatizing for folks who have suffered military, police, and other forms of violence. I'm sorry, I don't even understand what they're talking about there. Some of these, you know, okay, insisting people be on time is culturally insensitive. I mean, can it make sense? That one, I don't understand.
Number three.
A professor at the Brooklyn College of City University of New York says he was forced to change his syllabus.
Oh, no, a syllabus change.
Yeah, he's trans-syllabus. After he was accused of, quote, sexual harassment for stating that effort was 10% of the grade. Again, this professor was accused of sexual harassment for saying that effort is 10% of the grade.
I'm not what even, was I'm the not, other 90%? Yeah. I don't get it.
This
was
is
right or wrong?
And there are people that spend all day looking for the next thing to find offense in. Or
yeah, this is insanity.
All right, let's go to
number four.
A campus survey included a trigger warning to caution college students that it may contain anatomical names of body parts.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what was going on here. It was one of those.
Our survey said, ask me about my wiener.
This survey was distributed at several major universities because apparently college students might not be able to handle the kinds of words that most kids hear in their middle school biology class.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, please.
And if you're triggered by the names of body parts, now I'll agree on one thing here. I think most of the naughty parts on men's and women's bodies have horrible names.
I agree.
I mean, really, they're horrible.
They're not naughty. They're naughty if you want to portray them that way. That's the way God made them.
Yeah, but God didn't name them.
True, man did.
And we came up with some real doozies. I mean,
yeah, doozies, that's a good word.
I like penis better than the alternative.
Yeah.
Hate that word.
Yeah, it's not a very nice word.
That's why we have all these street terms for our
body
intimate
part.
Organs.
Yeah, intimate organs, that's it.
Yes, our intimate
we
organs.
We should have let Adam do it. He did a great job on the animals.
Didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Well, here's one of our intimate organs now. All right, so that's another one. You wouldn't want to trigger anybody with.
No, we can't have any triggers.
By using a street term like boob.
Boob,
right?
Yeah, boob.
All right, back to the top 10.
Yes, back.
Insanely politically correct moments of the last decade.
Number five.
University researchers demanded that we accept people who identify as real vampires.
Sorry, I am not accepting any vampire.
I guess you have to so that we don't have anti-vampire discrimination.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm anti-vampire.
Yeah, me too.
To me,
bloodsuckers.
Mandating exactly. That we accept people who identify, I've never met anybody that identified as a vampire.
I haven't either.
Not yet.
Thank God.
I mean, I've met some good biters.
Bite me!
But that's like saying, I accept your mental illness.
Yeah, pretty much.
Vampire,
yeah,
really?
You're crazy, but I'm not going to call you crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of how that one works out.
Uh-huh.
I want to continue this. Is that okay?
Please, yes. This is great.
All right, number six. A Seattle area councilman was concerned about the city hosing poop off its sidewalks.
I remember that one.
Because he thought it might seem too racially insensitive.
Yeah.
What?
As in Birmingham and the hoses and the march.
And this, you know, like in San Francisco, where they now have to pay people close to six figures to run around and pick up human feces off the street. You know, we thought those days were over when indoor plumbing was invented.
Yeah, I did.
Not now. No.
Not in fact, what was his alternative?
Did you see the picture of the guy that was pinching a loaf in the Safeway grocery store?
Yeah. This is...
I would never... They would have to completely empty that building, disinfect it.
Yes.
And write off.
Well, you know, again, Greg, to me, it goes back to the ones who are tasked with stopping this and doing something about the people who are doing it, because it's illegal.
They were afraid that hosing down the sidewalks would be misconstrued as a microaggression. When did we start taking aggression and giving it different levels? Like, what's, if there's microaggression?
That means there's macroaggression.
Macro. What's in between micro and macro?
Medium.
Midcro.
There you go.
I mean, aggression is aggression.
It is. It should be.
But we have several more of these doozies. These all happened between 2010 and last year. 532, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is the best teammate you can have. Look, one of the great lessons I learned, and if this happens to you, I hope you'll be smarter than I was. I'm a Clark's Club member. In July, I received an electric bill for $550 that was well over $100 higher than any bill I'd had at that house. Did I pick up the phone and dial 277-2125?
No.
Because we decided we were going to be a little more careful about open doors and that kind of thing.
Well,
and surely, seriously, the next bill will be lower.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
And it was. The next bill was $525.
Hello.
Okay, so did I call Clark's at 277-2125?
No.
I needed one more. One more bill in that range.
Third time's a charm, baby.
Kick my butt back up to $540. Then I made the decision.
Yes!
It's time to call Clark's.
Good job.
Because Alabama Power and Light, I had them come out and do a survey, and everything was fine. There was no
phantom. They're loving you.
Yeah, they must.
$500 a month.
So they suggested, do you have somebody that takes care of your heating and AC? And I said, yeah, they're great. Well, you ought to have them come out. They took the panels off the outside unit, and it was 90% clogged with grass clippings.
Of the outside AC unit?
Yeah.
Central air unit, yeah.
If I had had them come out and do that 2 months earlier, I probably threw at least $500 out the window.
It's a learning experience.
Why? Because I'm so busy? I didn't have time? That's dumb. So whenever you see an extraordinarily high power bill at any time of the year,
it's a warning.
First thing you should have checked is your heating and AC, and the best people to do that, Clark's. The membership more than paid for itself, because after I had that $540, it was still hot weather. The next one was $370, and the one after that, $158.
Wow.
So now I know better. But you shouldn't have to go through the self-inflicted economic misery I could have done so many things with that. I could have given it to Terry or Rosie or somebody who really would use it for the right things.
Yeah, party.
Yeah.
Instead, I gave it to the power company.
They don't need it.
By the way, their plumbers are amazingly talented. We're almost on the one-year anniversary of the great bathtub caper last year. That's another story unto itself. Their plumbers are amazing. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident at Vaughn Road and Laurelwood. Watch out for emergency vehicles on the scene there. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy at times through downtown Montgomery. We've got a little bit of a slowdown on I-85 southbound, merging to 65 northbound. Also, a little bit of a slowdown at the Northern Boulevard. Overall, things are moving pretty well on the interstates through the interchange downtown. We've got congestion on the East Boulevard from Shirley Lane across I-85 down to Carmichael and Woodmere. We've got a lot of cars outbound on the 31s out of Montgomery. Also, on the East South Boulevard, Boulevard from Troy Highway down to Baptist. Use caution wherever you are. We'll keep you updated. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter would like to wish you a happy new year. May 2020 be the best ever for you and your family. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Truly blessed and extremely grateful. This is Pat Atkins at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, wishing you and yours a happy new year and a very fruitful 2020. Blessed to serve this community for the past 33 years. Grateful to our many wonderful customers that have allowed AKD to be their provider for screen printed and embroidered apparel as well as specialty advertising products over that time. If you are one of those customers, thank you. If you are not one, AKD would love the opportunity to earn your business. So if you're in need of t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, casual corporate wear, or promotional items, give AKD a call today. AKD, blessed and grateful to be able to offer great products and service at competitive prices. Call us at our Montgomery office, 277-8433, or our Prattville office, 361-2133. Or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel?
Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 8282 when applying. Avant.com, code 8282. That's Avant.com, code 8282.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Eskew from Alabama News Network. A well-known attorney and radio show host has died. Rick Hendrick, operations manager at WLWI, confirmed that Mark Montiel passed away. Montiel worked as a private practice attorney since 1985. He served as a Montgomery County Circuit Judge from 1989 to 1991 before being appointed to the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. Montiel also ran for Attorney General as a Republican in 2006. Most recently, Montiel hosted his own radio show, AM 1440. A father and son in Elmore County were involved in a vehicle pursuit and jumped off a bridge to escape police. One was severely injured. The other has been arrested. We are working to gather more details from authorities. Police continue to investigate an early morning New Year's Day crash that claimed three lives and injured one person. State troopers say three people in their 20s were killed after the car they were in left the road, hit a tree, and overturned. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A significant Gulf storm system will be drenching parts of Alabama through tonight and tomorrow. Brush showers and a few thunderstorms become likely tonight and tomorrow. High temperature tomorrow in the upper 60s. The risk of showers will start to diminish on Friday night. Then it turns much colder Saturday behind the front. In fact, Saturday's high around 51 will seem much colder because of the wind, and we're down to freezing on Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Two bright
I could die.
I love that parody, so I decided to play it. 5:43, News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. Greg Bedell, Rosie Brock, Terry Adams. Much beloved and glorious. Prime Minister of Playtime.
Thank you, Greg.
Clearing the air Saturday night.
It's clearing the air Saturday night. 4 hours.
Yay.
Yeah.
I did the last show by myself because it's been a while. So.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I had the whole studio to my, I had the whole building
wow.
to myself.
We and Fun Size Jane.
Love her.
And her.
Oh! Alan! Alan!
Big Alan! Dog.
We went out to Red's one night, you know, nice country drive.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
And we had you on.
Oh, thank you.
And we couldn't turn it off.
Good.
It was really, really
cool.
That's
the whole
cool.
idea. thank you.
We were talking before the break. This is a list of the 10 most absurdly politically correct moments of the last decade.
And they are absurd.
In case you missed it, I'll run them back real quickly. A college diversity training course that said it was culturally insensitive to expect people to be on time. The phrase trigger warning was deemed a trigger. A professor was accused of sexual harassment for saying that effort is 10% of the grades he gives. A campus survey included a trigger warning to caution college students that it may contain anatomical names of body parts. Five was a university that demanded people accept those who identify as real vampires. And a Seattle area councilman was number six. He, concerned about the city hosing poop off the sidewalks, might be considered racially insensitive.
Oh, my God.
So number seven is next. A bathing suit advertisement was criticized for being sexist because, are you ready for this? Can we have a drum roll on this one? This bathing suit was considered sexist because it depicted a woman wearing a bathing suit.
Oh, my God. We can't have that.
Well, they were, catalogs did have value at a time when, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's better than National Geographic, too, in some instances. Yeah, so that's sexist. To show a woman wearing a woman's bathing... Now, if it was a guy in a woman's bathing
that's
suit,
different.
They would love that. They would praise that. They put that on the cover.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's how crazy they are. This is sexist.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
Think
you're
bigger,
kidding.
Harvey.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee. You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee
Uh-oh.
On their hot plates.
Uh-oh.
Well, see you later.
Don't get time on somebody.
Goodbye. You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax. So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers?
Yeah.
Tastes good as fresh perk. Good as fresh perk. I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Serve it naked if you really want to get his attention.
There you go.
Hey, great coffee.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh perked?
Better.
Better than those girls make at the office.
Choose your words
carefully.
Honey,
their coffee can't hold a candle
good job.
To yours.
Good job, Harvey.
Instant Folgers taste good as fresh perked. Try it.
That's sexist.
Yeah.
Although I do... recommend that everybody learns how to make a good pot of coffee.
Yeah, sure.
All right, number eight on the list of absurd politically correct moments. Some feminists decided that the term pussy hats was both racist and, here's the worst part, transphobic. And here's the reason why, and I must warn you, there is those body parts that were triggering in that previous one.
Yeah.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
The reason those hats were deemed racist and transphobic, because not all women have vaginas, and not all vaginas are pink. So the hats, therefore, were sexist and racist and transphobic.
They were vulgar.
Yeah, that was like the biggest gathering of monkey spankers I think I've ever seen in public.
Well said.
Honestly.
Anybody would wear anything like that on their head, I'm telling you.
Next one. Professor claimed that small chairs in preschools are sexist, disempowering, and problematic.
Did he explain why?
Well, I guess it makes no difference that preschoolers are small.
Yeah, they're small exactly. People.
That's why there's small chairs there, a-hole.
And this guy has a degree. That's scary.
And number 10, really? College students decided against bringing a camel to school for a hump day event due to concerns about racism.
A camel.
Students at University of St. Thomas in Minnesota. We're worried about the presence of a camel might offend some Middle Eastern students.
Well, they have a lot of those up in Minnesota.
Have you seen what's happened to the Mall of the Americas?
Uh-huh. That's a shame.
It's the Mall of Somalia.
I know.
It is unbelievable.
We were there 10 years ago. It was awesome.
If you were to look at videos, this is a place that was not only, it still is, I think, in terms of square feet,
largest,
the biggest mall in America.
Yep.
But it looks like an indoor...
It's terrible.
Carnival from a Middle Eastern city. I mean, and I don't want to trigger anybody, so we'll just leave it go. But I've seen video.
You said trigger. That's a trigger.
It is 5:49. Let's talk about a great realtor. When you have to put a house on the market, oftentimes it's under some level of duress. There's a transfer coming, or you've accepted a job at another place, and you're excited about that. But what do I do about my place here? This is when you should reach out to Eddie Bader, because he is the Yenta, meaning matchmaker, of the local real estate business, part of the Goodson Group. In our case, we had our house on the market briefly, but I found out that Eddie and the Goodson Group could manage the property and take care of all the hassles, collecting rent. I had good tenants and everything, but, you know, it's... And I drive by there every week because I deliver donuts to my former neighbors. And
nice.
It looks great. And I don't have to lift a finger. It's wonderful.
Even better.
But the really exciting news for homeowners locally is that property values are starting to climb. In fact, the health of our local real estate market is improving to the point where you may be looking to put your house on the market just to get what you can out of it, because you never know. But this is good news. So whether you're looking to sell or you want your property managed, whether you're looking to buy or rent, Eddie Bader is the guy to call, because nobody's better than Bader at matching people who need a home to buy or rent and people who are looking to sell their home or rent it. And the Goodson Group, like I said, does a fantastic job when it comes to property management. There's one other benefit to this, and I think you'll all agree. He's one of the most fun, nice,
cool. I was going to say he's a cool guy.
He is. When it comes to energy, he's a carrier. When you're around him, you pick up on that, because the guy is always thinking, always ready for the next move. And maybe the next move will be yours. You cannot do better than Eddie Bader. 322-0662 is the number to call. Does a magnificent job, by the way, of marketing your home, showing it off in the most flattering way possible, without distorting the truth. This is where experience makes a huge difference. He lives to do this. Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group, 322-0662. And now, here's a guy who can make your house look great inside and out.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a new accident. This is Taylor Road in front of East Chase. That's going to cause a little bit of a backup there. Use caution. Also, East Boulevard from Vaughn Road up past Woodmere, Carmichael, all the way over to Shirley Lane. Very busy this afternoon. Some pockets of congestion on the Northeast Boulevard. Very congested on the North Boulevard from Jackson Ferry Road down to I-65. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic at times through the interchange downtown. We have no accidents on 65 or 85 to tell you about. Use caution wherever you are and keep it here. We will keep you updated on the traffic. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbsford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information, 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel?
Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 8282 when applying. Avant.com, code 8282. That's Avant.com, code 8282.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
After the last carol has been sung, after all the guests have returned home, they lurk in the shadows.
Hey, what's in this tin?
It's leftover Christmas cookies. Just when you thought it was safe to start your New Year's diet, there's something frightening under that foil.
Oh, no! I thought we ate all the peanut butter blossoms!
There is no escape from leftover Christmas cookies. They're on your dining room table. There's still a box of them under your tree. They're even at work.
There's a plate full of gingerbread snowmen in the break room! I can't take it!
They will haunt you for weeks until you finally kill off the last of them at your Super Bowl party. Leftover Christmas cookies, now tempting on a decorative plate loosely covered in red plastic wrap on a table near you.
Okay.
Still got a few of those around the house.
It happens.
I have, bad news.
What is it?
Well, that's news of an unfortunate nature, but that's not important, Rich. Glad you asked. No, it's something literally far more catastrophic.
The internet is down!
Is that what's going on? I couldn't get on. I was trying to figure out what was happening.
I've been trying to post that absurd PC moments that we were chit-chatting about over the last half hour or so, and it won't...
We've got a lack of connectivity, Greg.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me look. There's more than 10 in that list. Let's see. We did about the hump day.
Yep. Yeah. That's the last one.
We might trigger some Italy. All right. A school in Seattle reportedly insisted that Easter eggs be called spring spheres.
Spring spheres.
Yeah. I mean, if you're really that much of a Christ hater, why don't you just go with eggs?
Yeah, eggs. There you go.
Or spring eggs.
There you go.
So stupid.
Yeah.
And frankly, if you have a problem with the term Easter egg, it's your problem, not mine.
That's right.
You give it the power to upset your little sensitive shelf.
You have the power.
You know how many years of therapy it took me to learn that?
I know.
Yeah, you do have the power. Instead of teaching people they have the power to allow or give things permission to turn their day inside out, instead of teaching them real valuable tools in life like that, no, we're just going to throw a blanket over everything that might disturb us or hurt our feelings.
It's insane.
You might as well go be like the ostrich and bury your head in a hole.
Well, it just leaves me with this last final word.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
That's a good one.
All right, so I understand you're staying.
I'm staying. Yes, I am going to stay. I'm not leaving.
All right, you'll be joining Rusty.
I mean, I will eventually, but I'm going to stay for the next hour, yeah.
Well, we're glad to hear that.
Yeah. Right. And, Thursday is conspiracy.
Let me stay. I'd stay from now on.
And we're going to go straight from Monday today to Friday tomorrow.
Oh, really?
And cool. Just expect the unexpected, I guess. Yeah. And again, our deepest, most heartfelt condolences to the friends and family of Mark Montiel. That was a shocker today.
Yes.
Mark, may we all enjoy each and every day we are blessed to have.